Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the first and second Monday of each month from 2 to 3, it must be Breaking Murphy's Law, starring none other than Mike Hoffman from Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself, Dave?
I am great. I did pick the 49ers. They did not win. Maybe a bad call. We're going to talk about it on our sports programming on Wednesday. Was that a bad call at the end? Should it have been defensive pass interference? Wasn't called. Niners lose. There it is.
Yeah. Well, at least Phil Mickelson won yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Did you watch that?
I did. I watched the I was watching Golf Channel for quite a bit of it, and I kept wondering, why are they only showing the 16th hole? Why aren't they showing Phil? Why aren't they showing Phil? And then I realized I should have been watching NBC instead of the Golf Channel.
Oh, that's so why? They only had one camera, right?
Yeah, well, it would be kind of a conflict for them to be doing the coverage of the, you know, Waste Management Open. While NBC was doing it, you know, nationally. But I did watch the last three holes yesterday, and was keeping track of it the last few days.
So he did pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, he almost broke the record. He tied the course record on Thursday.
And that's outstanding.
Yeah, you know, he had some bad luck, but he had some great shots, I tell you.
Wow. I think he's won here before several times, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I didn't go this year, but I actually haven't been any year. So,
yeah.
But I was going to go, and then I hear it's crowded. Have you been there?
I was there last year, yeah.
It's crowded, right?
Yeah, it's crowded.
I heard they had a record-breaking turnout.
Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. I bet the parking might be tough. You may have to take a plane in.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I went there last year, and you park away, and they have buses, and it's pretty well organized.
Do.
You know, as far as they have bus service taking you there. But, you know, I kind of like one time I went to a Grand Prix in Austria, and that was kind of fun. You know, you go out and those Grand Prix racetracks are a lot different from the Indy type racetracks we have here.
Yeah.
Much different layout. It's not an oval, and it's much bigger, I guess, stadium, if you'd call that. And people park, you know, in farm landfields around there.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's just a field. And, like, I saw a couple of, Ferraris, I think. Ferrari's a pretty good car, huh? Pretty
yeah, they're fast,
car.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. What's the one that you can see the engine? It's kind of like behind the back seat, and it's got a clear, you can, maybe that's the Ferrari?
No,
or Lamborghini, maybe?
The Pinto, I think.
No,
what was that? What is that car, Dino? The one where you can... Oh, Lamborghini.
Maybe it's a Lamborghini.
Isn't that a spaghetti? Lamborghini
well,
with...
Well, that's on the menu someplace, right?
Do you like Lamborghini with meat sauce or marinara?
I kind of like it with the meat sauce.
Myself. I like it with, with Denise. Okay. Yeah. Anyway...
There you see a lot of people flying in on helicopters, you know, back and forth to the stand. So,
really?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's probably the way you'd like to do it for the Phoenix Open.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So, it certainly draws nice business to the area. So that's always a very cool, big thing. But Tiger Woods doesn't come out.
No, not anymore.
No, he forgot what happened when he was out, and someone threw, an orange at him or something? Or
I don't know.
Tommy, you know what happened? Oh, you do? It was an orange? Oh. Yeah, I think something happened.
He said he'd go to Dubai instead or something. So.
Yeah, why would he go to Dubai? Or take a 3-iron to his Porsche or something. Remember? I think that happened. Anyway, so that's exciting. And so you were watching golf and then flipping back and forth to the Super Bowl.
No, Super Bowl came on later. So then,
it worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did, yeah.
Were you surprised that Baltimore won?
A little bit, yeah. So that's their first, was it their first Super
second.
Bowl?
The
they've been before?
Yeah, that's sort of
their
cool.
Second win?
Sort of a Cinderella team, yeah.
Yeah.
The second time they've won, the Super Bowl in the city of Baltimore. Well, you know, Joe Flacco, really good. I don't know. It's, two brothers. I wonder what's going to happen when they get together.
Right.
Both head
coaches. The Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Jim. He's lost twice to his younger brother.
Oh, really?
Last year, Thanksgiving, and this year at the Super Bowl. Oh, man.
Yeah, I forget which one went to Michigan.
I think it was...
Was it Jim Harbaugh went
I'm
to?
Thinking, yeah, I'm not sure, but their dad, of course, was a pretty big-time college coach, and he usually gives advice during the season to both his sons, Jim and John, but not this time, I'm sure.
No? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think he just stayed neutral. How do you, you know, what do? You jump up and joy for one, and then you go, oh, no, for the other. You know, mixed feelings. That's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, we had stories like that, you know, but two quarterbacks playing, brothers playing. Was it the...
Oh, Eli and Peyton.
Yeah, the Mannings. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Who do you root for?
Yeah, gee, if you're the parents,
whoever gives you the most money, probably.
Hey,
no, I'm kidding. Yeah. They seem like pretty cool people. So I don't know. You know, what can you do? You just gotta hope it's a good game, and that's about it.
Right. Right.
I mean, I wasn't.
Well, it was a good game.
Yeah,
right?
It was. It was
exciting.
I mean,
it didn't look like it was going to be good at first.
Yeah.
I mean, it started out with
craziness.
Baltimore was just dominating. Then someone from San Francisco did something to turn off the power at at the stadium, and that kind of changed the momentum a little bit.
Yeah, they go, here, kid, here's a $100 bill. Find the fuse box. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but it certainly changed the momentum.
Yeah.
That was really craziness. And then it was a good some commercials I like. The Doritos commercial with the goat.
Which one was that? I'm sure I saw it.
It ate Doritos. It ate all the Doritos, and then the owner was making a sign in his room saying, you know, goat sale, and he stored all the Doritos, and the goat came in and looked at the guy and slammed the door with one of his back hoofs, I guess you call it. And that's where it ended. A poor guy might have, well, we don't know
how
what
could
happened.
I miss one of the commercials? That's
what
I watch the Super Bowl for the commercials.
The GoDaddy commercials are good.
That's why I leave the room after the commercial. I don't leave the room during the commercial.
I know it.
There. Boy.
You saw the GoDaddy one where?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was quite the kiss.
I would have, if I'd known about how that commercial was going to, I could have tried out for the technical guy, the guy that sort of the techie guy. I wonder how much he paid to be on that commercial. That's what I want to know. Tommy, did you see that? You did? What do you think he paid to get on that commercial? I don't think he paid anything, but they actually paid him to sort of kiss a GoDaddy girl.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my wife said that neither of them knew how to kiss.
Really? It didn't look like good technique?
That was her opinion.
Wow.
So did she show you the right way?
Oh, that's for me to know and you to find out.
See, I would say if I was the techie guy, you know, how did they say that? Where's your GoDaddy? No, where's your daddy? Don't they say that? No, here's your daddy.
No, I'm your daddy.
Oh, yeah, I'm your daddy. Yeah, I knew it was something
like that. Yeah.
I'm your GoDaddy.
Here's your daddy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was a fun event. I think people love the Super Bowl. Certainly the NFL knows how to put on great great events, tremendous marketing. That's why they are the leader
in
sports.
But even in the Super Bowl, even with all that money, even with all those sponsors.
Power outage.
Yeah, Murphy's Law came into play a few times there.
Can you believe that?
What was some? Yeah, well, the power outage, that was Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah, when you least expect something, it happens.
That was a Super Bowl first, right?
You know, I think it was a Super Bowl. I think that it's happened before in other playoff games or regular season, but this was, I believe, you are quite correct, a Super Bowl first, which leads to the theme of today, what you should know about hidden ticking time disasters.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that could have been a disaster. What if they could not get the lights back on?
Right.
What do you do? I mean, that...
Yeah, do they just reschedule a game for later?
Called because of light?
Yeah.
Where's the light? I mean, just think of the commercials and the airtime and the people. I don't know what that, you know, I wonder if they thought that, we should get someone from the NFL.
Right.
Say, hey, did you have an exit strategy, a backup plan?
Well, did they have any kind of plans? Did they have any risk management in place for this kind of scenario?
Exactly.
You know? Boy.
That'd be a great question. You want to, let's do that. Maybe next time we'll call the NFL and talk about their risk management, how they look at that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. Or do you rely on, you know, the stadium?
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans in this case.
You know, you think there's a lot of trust going on there?
I saw some tweets going on. They go, oh, FEMA will handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was good. Yeah, we'll see the Super Bowl in 10 years. Mm-hmm. But they thought residual impact from Katrina. And there's some funny tweets, actually. I tried to be funny. I said, I think I tweeted, the lights went out in Georgia. And then I said, close enough.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Hey, that was good, right?
Yeah, sure.
Tommy, did you like that one? The lights went out in Georgia? Close enough. That was my tweet. I thought it was good. So you could still see that. What is my tweet? I'll have to remember. Uh-huh. Oh, Breakthrough. No, what is it? Sports Breakthrough. No, at Sports Breakthrough, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll have to check that. I always keep forgetting what my tweet. Do you have a Twitter account?
No. Well, if I do, it's been inactive.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to do with the Twitter account.
I think you do. Oh, yeah. It's at. Oh, no. It's at Breakthrough Sports. That's my Twitter. So at break and through is THR Sports. So at Breakthrough Sports.
Uh-huh.
That's my Twitter account. How about that?
And I can follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Your listeners can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, we have some. Mainly for the sports we do that. But you should do it because you got a radio show, and I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I just don't understand Twitter. That's all. I know everyone wants the Twitter, but I know famous people have Twitters.
Yeah, they do. Tony Robbins and stuff like that.
Obama does.
Yeah, he's big on Twitter.
President Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's following me. You think he is? I don't think he is, actually. That's not appropriate. He should. What's up with that? Wow. Can you believe it? This was a great first quarter hour. But you have a monologue. Should we do it after the break?
Sure. Let's do it after the break.
Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue with Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Kaufman, Service Master by Disaster Professionals. We'll hear his monologue, and we'll go right into the topic that's very important for people. What should you know about the hidden ticking time disasters? You know, when it was frozen, pipes froze over. You're going to talk about that. You know, there's some hidden damages. Got to be careful. We'll be right back.
Never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222 and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing Service Master Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know Service Master Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the first Monday and, of course, Tuesday of each month, I should say, yes, from 2 to 3, it is Breaking Murphy's Law. Mike Hoffman, Service Master by Disaster Professionals. And, Mike, you're going to do your normal monologue. I love this stuff. You talk about Murphy's Law. Everyone's surrounded by Murphy's Law, but we don't have to be.
Oh, no. No.
We want to break Murphy's Law.
We want to break it, yeah. So, you know, what is Murphy's Law? What can go wrong will go wrong. So the point of our show, Breaking Murphy's Law, is to help you to minimize the impact of Murphy's Law in your lives and businesses. We want to defeat Murphy's Law. We want to overcome Murphy's Law. We want to help give people advice, inspiration, and tools that will help them in life and business. Really, we want to help you and give you ideas that will help you to achieve your personal potential in order to help you break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks you. So now, you know, like I was talking last month about how we want to control what goes into our minds and our bodies. And, you know, it's we come with our own pre-programming, and that's the result of our environment. It's a result of evolution. You know, and, you know, so again, I want to talk about, you know, it's important that we control what goes into our minds and what goes into our bodies and what goes into our environment around ourselves. So let me talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. You
know, so like our bodies, you know, and we had great guests last month. We had Ramona and Richard Delaney.
Yeah.
And they're going to be here tomorrow, too.
Oh, excellent. Both of them or just Ramona?
Both of them.
Good.
They should both be here tomorrow.
Nice people.
Yeah, really
but
nice.
But knowledgeable, great tips on health, and that's people want to have a healthy lifestyle.
Right, right. And health doesn't, you know, health is more than just going to the doctor. It's, you know, what you do every day. And, you know, I really believe that what you put in your body is going to have an impact on the quality of your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about what you eat, basically, and your drink. And but, you know, but things enter into your body whether you want them to or not. What we breathe, you know,
that's
the environments
right.
that we're in.
Yeah.
And that's part of controlling your environment, too. But that it has an impact about what goes into your body. And so, and that has, you know, I ate this meal and it kept me going for the next, you know, few hours as far as giving me nourishment and all that, but also leave some residual things or can in your body. So, you know, different kinds of, there's different kinds of trace minerals that can be good for you or bad for you that are going to go into your body and could affect both your health long term or could affect your brain and how it works. Then the other thing, controlling what goes into your mind. And that's, you know, our minds are, our brains are a product of evolution. And, you know, when we put any thoughts that come into our mind, we can't really control. We can control some things, but not everything. We can control what we think about or the thoughts, what we think about or the thoughts we want to put in our mind. But our brains are a product of evolution. And so what happens is your brain starts taking your thoughts in one point, and then it starts creating chatter, which is really taking those thoughts and then doing scenarios around it. Because basically, the way we evolved is if we weren't running away from something that was trying to eat us, which we're doing a lot, or we're trying to get food.
I mean, fight or flight.
Yeah, fight right? or flight, yeah. Then we used our downtime to kind of be prepared for, you know, what would happen the next time we confronted that. So our brain is really good at throwing out different scenarios, and so that really becomes chatter. The other thing is that it does time travel. Mm. You'll start thinking about things in the past that may or may not relate to anything relevant, and it can also make you think about what could happen in the future. Well, again, you need to be cognizant of that so you can control it. The other thing is when you know the cleanliness and the quality of your thoughts, because they do spread, can also put, you know, it's kind of like putting, you want to put good seeds into a garden to have the best crop.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a man, you'd probably want to talk about, you know, growing a crop of some type. If you're a woman, maybe it's growing flowers or, you know, doing flowers. And you don't, in either case, you don't want to have a bunch of weeds in there.
Ah, we got the Women's League online one there.
Or you don't want inferior, you don't want inferior thoughts, which
yeah.
will reduce the harvest of your mind. The other thing is your environment. We really want to, the environment that we put ourselves in, and really I've talked about having a social circle of support in the past. And that's really what I'm talking about, surrounding yourself with the right people in everything. In your business, you want to hire the right people working for you. If you're an employee, you want to work for a company where you're around the right kind of people, the right people for you. And then the other thing is in business or in life, you know, outside of work, you know, the right friends or the right suppliers, you know, just like-minded people or people that can, you know, really help build you up, you know. So that's really important. So, again, and I want to keep talking about this, is we want to control what goes into our bodies, into our minds, and into our environment. So with that, why don't we get on with our show?
I like that. You know, and a few comments about that. What's interesting about environment, and I totally agree, surrounding yourself with the right people, you know, the right employer groups, the right employees. What's interesting is people seem to be naturally attracted to their comfort zone regarding that.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to end up with people who think like them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, you may have to jump up a level or two past your comfort zone to
right.
change environments. Sometimes mm-hmm. misery loves company. So what you're used to, what you're comfortable with, it might be the same environment. You got to start recognizing,
right.
is your environment different now? Are you hanging around different types of people? And also people like your business uh-huh. owner, right? But the other business owners out there listening, look at your environment, because I guarantee it's going to be a reflection of whoever has the greatest influence in your organization.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And it really does, because it projects out. And that's why outside consultants are pretty good sometimes. But it's really the key people, I think, can make a huge difference. Whoever has the greatest influence can change the environment within their company,
mm-hmm.
change the culture, which automatically starts drawing new and different people if that's what you want.
Right.
Uh-huh. Interesting. What do you think of that?
I bet there's a sports analogy in here someplace.
Let's say.
Like, you
yes.
know, a really great team. Well, like probably putting, if you can put the right player on a team, that can make all the biggest difference in the world.
You know, that's, I like what you said.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there's one name in particular that comes to mind.
Uh-huh.
What's that name?
From my standpoint, Michael Jordan is one name that comes to my mind.
You know, and that is a brilliant answer, because mm-hmm. athlete of the century he was.
Oh, he was.
Someone in the top five who could have been athlete of the century if the sport was as popular as basketball, but Wayne Gretzky. Now,
right.
you look at Wayne Gretzky and Michael mm-hmm. Jordan, uh-huh. they made people that played alongside of them
right.
better.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it right. wasn't only their own great individual talents. They made people better. People will rise up to, as far as they could, to their level of competence. And
mm-hmm.
Wayne Gretzky constantly did that. So did Michael Jordan. I mean,
right.
the two uh-huh. are the greatest in their sports, hands down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What a great analogy, Mr. Michael.
Yeah, so we can do that in our own lives and in our own businesses, right? So you want to have the right mix. So you're saying we want to have the right mix of people in there.
Yeah, and I think it really does start with the top. Mm-hmm. And probably, but one of the goals of leaders of this world should be every day, each and every day, continually and constantly have self-improvement.
Right.
Not, next week, next year, once a year. No, every single day, are you moving towards your full potential? Uh-huh. As you do, you raise and uplift everyone within your circle.
Wow. So are you saying wake up every morning and say, am I a better person today than I was yesterday?
Yeah.
Am I going to do something different today that will make me better at the end of today versus yesterday?
Totally, exactly it. You know, to make sure that you're focused in on that particular type of goal setting is that it's not about, okay, how many sales I can make today. Like Tony Robbins would wake up. He doesn't think of sales. How many people can I make smile today? So, but these are some state of being goals. But also another state of being goal is, there's doing goals and having goals. Everyone seems to be focused on, I want this, having goal. I want a new Mercedes. I want a new house. And then they go, well, that didn't work, so I better do something. So they have doing goals. Well, let me make 10 sales, 20 sales.
Mm-hmm.
But I say start with state of being goals, B-E-I-N-G, state of being goals. Where within yourself can you change a belief system that's been limiting?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe trying a different identity or role, because if you're going to be in sales, let's say a CPA in sales, you can't be a CPA. Think of yourself as a CPA as you sell. You got to think of yourself as a top-notch marketing salesperson. So so state of being goals, does this make sense? That it's something, where can you go inside to improve? What skill sets can you continuously improve?
Right, yeah. And, yeah, so, something else that you made me think about is, there's this saying, do what you've always done, get what you always got.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's kind of like, if the people that you surround yourself with, if something's not going the way I want it to, it's not only the things that I do, but it's the people I have around me that might need to change.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. So you're saying that some of the people in, let's say if you have an organization or surrounding yourself with people, if it's not working, then maybe the people, you got the wrong people.
Right. And maybe just need to change one thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe, things are going good, but they're not exactly where you want them to be.
Yeah.
So maybe you do a subtle change. If you're the Arizona Diamondbacks, they made a change, right? They made a couple changes.
They traded Justin Upton.
Yeah. Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay. And I'm thinking the Cardinals, too. The Cardinals, they made a pretty big change.
A huge change. GM, bye-bye. Head coach, bye-bye, as well as a lot of other coaches. Yeah, if something's not working, it was not working for the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
I mean, just wasn't working.
No.
So they had to make some type of change, and they did it at a leadership level, at the top, very top level. Constantly people are evaluating. Of course, we have the Arizona Rattlers on all the time, usually every Friday. Great coach and general manager, Kevin Guy. But he's always, with the Rattlers, for example, what they're doing, they're looking at fresh, new, talented players to create competition in camp. And, you never know about injuries. But, here's a team that won Arena Bowl championship last year, was in it 2 years in a row, top talent already. And, a lot of organizations say, we could sit, just sort of sit on what we have. But, no. They're always looking to even get better than they were, and they were already the best.
Wow.
That's exciting, right?
Yes.
I think it's very exciting. And they're a great organization. D-back, same thing, always trying to improve. But all the organizations out there, don't get stuck, right, within the same thing. And if it's not working, why would you continue doing the same thing?
Right. So
what's up with
that? It's not working, do something else.
Yeah.
Maybe do anything else.
Exactly. NLP presupposition.
Yeah.
You remember that.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Someone told me that a little while ago.
But
yeah.
It does make sense, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
But people get so stuck, right, don't they, in their comfort zone. And
right.
They do. They wake up. Remember the movie Groundhog Day?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? I mean, this guy did the same thing and nothing changed until he changed.
Right, yeah.
Then it was phenomenal. He got out of that whole, you know, mystic phenomenon.
Uh-huh.
And he won over the girl, too, by the way.
Yeah, boy.
But it was really interesting. He figured out eventually, not only did he change, but he all that was Bill Murray. Not only did he change upgraded skill sets, but he changed his whole criteria for his being. In other words, it was about helping others.
Right.
He got out of his own way because he started off as sort of a selfish, self-centered guy, only thinking about himself, versus saving people, you know, helping people. He saved someone's life. It was all about what can he do, like with the homeless guy, you know, he very caring, concerning. That was a great movie as a demonstration of what people should do each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie?
That's I do. It's one of my favorite movies. So
give me some Knuckles. I love that.
I watch it once or twice a year.
It's definitely well worth it. And, of course, it is well worth watching Andie MacDowell. Oh, she's a cutie pie.
Yeah, yeah.
What is she doing these days?
I don't know.
She is a model.
Yeah, man, I think she's doing, like, Revlon commercials or something.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, let's take another quick break, and when we come back, I like this topic, though.
Okay, all right.
And, but we'll talk more about this. This is very important in today's world, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what you're doing. State of being goals, improve, 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 and you will make a difference in the world. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman, owner of Service Master by Disaster Professionals. We'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing Service Master Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know Service Master Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Reidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and every first Monday and Tuesday of each month from 2 to 3, it is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Michael Hoffman, service master by disaster professionals. And Mike, right off there here, we were at the break, we were talking about these hidden ticking time disasters. Remember about 3 weeks ago, I guess it was 4 weeks, freezing temperatures. Tell us what you saw. Sort of scary stuff.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty amazing, and not necessarily in a good way for people. But, yeah, what happened is we had 4 nights in a row with sub-freezing temperatures here in Phoenix area. And the day after of each of these nights, we had several calls to go and help people who had, had flooding in their homes. And typically what was going on was there would be a pipe in the attic, a copper pipe, and one of those pipes would freeze, and which would cause, and the freezing alone's not the big deal, but the freeze would cause a distortion in the pipe or the pipe to break. And then the next morning, you know, things thaw out and people aren't home. Or maybe they are home, but generally, you know, they're not home. And the ceiling, the area above the drywall and the ceiling fills up with water, and then drywall falls down along with insulation, and then water starts flooding the whole house. So, yeah, we saw quite a few of those this last month. Fortunately, people's homeowners insurance covers those types of events. So I think, you know, anytime... And so it's important, one, is to really to have homeowners insurance.
Oh, absolutely.
And make sure that you have it, that you have the proper insurance for you. And it's always good to know what your deductible is and to make sure that you have enough coverage, because you need to cover both your house but also the contents in your house. I don't know. You have any questions, Dave?
Yeah, so the house and the contents would be important. Now, you know, you heard about people, in New Jersey and so on, there's, like, differences between, like, flood insurance and other insurance. And it sounded to me like some people didn't have actual, I think the difference was, you know, outside waters coming in versus breakage within the structure. Is that... That's something to know, right?
Yes. So that's something really important to know. If water comes in from outside, it's very likely will not be covered. And this could be if it comes from outside, let's say your neighbor, something happens with the sprinkler system and the water comes from his yard into your yard and into your house, it may not be covered. If it rains real hard, and the drainage isn't quite right in your property, and the water comes in from outside, you know, runoff from rain, that very likely won't be covered. But that's something to check with your insurance agent. But, you know, what we see is most people do not have coverage for those types of events.
So something with internally that maybe people do, where if a pipe breaks inside, whatever, something like that.
Yes. So what we see a lot of, what we see a lot of is there's a supply line that goes to the tank of people's toilets, and you'll see like maybe a two-inch line, flexible line that goes from the wall, and there's a little shut-off valve on the wall that goes to the bottom of your toilet tank, and those t- tend to pop off a lot, especially in the summertime for some reason.
Really? And so if you turn the water off, it's okay, though?
Yeah, if you turn the water off, it's okay. But, like, you know.
So what pops off? What happens?
Well, there's a plastic nut that screws into the bottom of the tank, or in one end goes into the bottom of the tank and the other end goes into the valve in the wall. And a lot of times, now I've been told, well, sometimes those just kind of, they fail. And
so it's that line from the wall to the toilet.
Yeah.
That breaks, and then water starts flushing
out. Yeah, then water starts flowing.
And then you could turn the valve off.
You can turn the valve off.
That could help.
Yes. So you can turn off the water right to your house. You can turn off the main water to your house, or you can turn off that valve.
Where is the main water turnoff for the house?
Oh, it depends on the house, but usually it's in, for my house, it's, I've got a main shutoff valve going. There's a water faucet at the front of my house by my front door, and there's a line that comes up from the ground right near there, and I can turn off the water there.
And you just turn it like the toilet one?
Yeah, yeah.
Wonder where mine is.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Something good to know. A lot of times, you might want to put a special tag on there just so you know where it is. It's good to know where that is in case you ever have any kind of flooding in your house and you don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah, that would be really important.
Right.
Is it usually by an outside water spigot or something?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I know where that is.
Okay, well, yeah, yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Huh?
Yeah.
Experiment.
Now, my house, I've got plastic pipe in my house, and I've got a manifold in my laundry room, and so I've got separate valves for all the different lines going to every single faucet.
That's sort of cool, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was a little afraid because, when they were putting it in, because at that time, there had been a time, there was something on 60 Minutes about some issues, I think in Houston, where people were using PVC pipe for in people's houses, and they were having a lot of floods.
Oh, really?
I haven't had any problems inside my house, though.
Well, you know the owner of Service Master.
Yes, I know
the disaster professionals. Wow,
yeah.
that's good to know, actually.
Yeah, so we see the toilets, and maybe that pops off in the middle of the night, and people wake up in the morning, and they get out of their bed, and their feet hit water, or they're gone. And they come home after a couple hours, and we also see hot water heaters. Those can have leaks. We've had refrigerator supply. People have refrigerator supply lines or water a line going from the kitchen sink that goes up through the wall into the refrigerator. Sometimes those come off.
Oh, really?
I've seen those washing machines overflow.
Oh, you've seen it all.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few things, different things.
But mainly the summertime, is that where it happens the most, you think?
That's the most is the summertime or when we have freezing temperatures in the wintertime.
Wow. And now, are we done with the freezing, you think? It's still February. Maybe not.
Maybe not. I look at the weather forecast, and it looks like maybe not. But
really?
We'll see.
Something's coming up?
Nah, I don't think anything's coming up.
Maybe in Flagstaff.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
It was cold, though. Remember it got down, I think in the low 30s.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I think it got down to maybe 28 in some parts of the valley.
I even put the heater on.
Uh-huh. Oh, even? Yeah. I put it on a lot. I don't like the cold.
What do you put it on? What temperature do you like?
70, something like that.
Oh, that's what I do.
Oh, really? Wow, yeah. That's a good temperature, huh?
Yeah, that's not bad, and... But it's been warmer these days, so it doesn't even hit 70 in my house.
Oh.
So here's a good question. Well, it's a question that we're not sure of the answer, perhaps. But, out of curiosity, I was just like, you saw pipes break, but it was sort of random. It didn't have rhyme or reason to it. Not a specific geographical location when it was freezing.
Uh-huh.
And maybe your neighbor's house could break, but not yours, even though it might have been built. That's sort of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's. I don't really understand it totally because we had a freeze 2 years ago, and the same in a house may have had a broken pipe 2 years ago, or it may not have 2 years ago, and now this year it had one, or this house a house may not have had one on January 15th when it got cold, or January 16th, or January 17th, but on January 18th it did.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of weird. So
you just never know.
You just never know, yeah. So I think there's a few factors involved, and if things add up wrong, Murphy's Law.
It is. That's why they're trying to break Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and let's talk about how to plan for something like that. First of all, you should always know someone that you could call in an instant, right? You don't want to start looking through your phone book and say, who was that guy we heard on Breakthrough Thinking and Breaking Murphy's Law? Who's a star? We'll give out the number right here, right now, right after this break, because you never know.
Yeah.
And you'll be really glad if you have it. We'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman, owner of ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. We're talking about what happened, Mike, a few weeks ago when it was freezing,
right. Pipes
broke, floods happened,
mm-hmm. And
there was no parting the floods because the people didn't have the power on that one. If it did, then mm-hmm. That might work. But we should give out your number, and people should just jot it down because you just never know. If something happens, you're going to be glad you know someone. that if there's some type of disaster, floods and et cetera, what other things? Fires, damage, and those type of things. So it's good to have your number just in case. No one plans for a disaster,
right,
but Murphy's Law happens.
Right, it does. Yeah, so it's, you know, things happen. There's good luck, there's bad luck, and you really want to be prepared for, you know, whatever happens, whether it's good or bad.
And your number?
Yeah, oh, yeah, my number is 602-431-2222.
That's a good number. I like that.
Yeah.
602-431-2222.
Yeah.
Do you ever say that in different ways, like
no,
like
but
a
you always do.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. That is really a good one. So, anyway, that's really important. What other things should people know about? I mean, the importance of planning would be valuable, and if you plan ahead, you might not be able to eliminate things, but you certainly can plan by understanding what you can do to minimize damage.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, one, you know, kind of walk through your house or, you know, think about your house. You know, think about what you have in your house. Think about what your closets look like. Think about what your office looks like. Just think about what would happen if you had 1 or 2 inches of water on the floor everywhere in your house. Do you have any important documents that you have in boxes that are sitting on the ground? We see a lot of that, you know, or anything important at all that's at ground level. You make sure you know who your insurance agent is. You know, that's really important. Make sure you know about your policy coverage, especially if you're living in a condo or a townhouse. Any kind of multi-unit type situation like that, you've got a property manager, you got property management, and your HOA will have insurance, but then you need to make sure you have insurance and that between the two you're covered. Often we'll see someone that has more than $10,000 worth of damage to their condo, but they only have $10,000 worth of coverage. And so you just need to make sure that, you know, whatever, you need to know what your homeowners association is going to cover versus what your own property insurance is going to cover. And then the other is your contents. You know, all your belongings, whether there's a fire or a flood, you know, you need to understand, do you have the coverage to cover either replacement or restoration of what you have? And then the other thing is, think about items that really have, you can put no value on. You know, you may have some kind of, mementos, things that things that have don't have a whole lot of monetary value, but they're irreplaceable because they're sentimental value. Maybe there's something that your parents gave you, or your grandmother, or a drawing that your kids drew or something like that. You sure would hate to see that affected by anything, a flood or a fire, vandalism, anything. So be prepared, you know, to know both what you have, and it's always good to have an inventory of everything that you have and have photographs of what you have, and make sure you have the insurance coverage you need.
That's a good point. So an inventory of what you have, and also photos, you're saying.
Yes, especially if you're talking high value jewelry.
Oh.
And, you know, make sure that you have, you know, anytime you buy something of more than nominal worth, make sure you let your insurance agent know and make sure that you're covered from that standpoint.
Wow, that's a really good point. Now, there might be people out there right now, they go, well, I'm a renter, it doesn't matter. But renter's insurance, wouldn't that be important, at least at a minimum, for contents?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What happens there?
Yeah, well, what happens? Like, if you have the coverage, you're in good shape. Because let's say you're renting a house, and the house has fire damage or it has a flood of any magnitude. Well, very often what we have to do is we have to go in and we have to rip out the carpet and any other kind of flooring. We have to remove drywall, and we need to get your contents out of the way. and we can either move them around on site, or we may have to pack them out and put them into storage. Well, if there's no insurance for those contents, then the tenant has to move those things himself. Oh. Or if they get damaged by the water, there will be no provision for, you know, insurance coverage to either replace or restore those contents.
Wow, and you've seen it all, haven't you?
Yes, we've seen quite a few things. Yeah,
that's we haven't seen the 100-year flood, though, right?
No, hey, no.
That's supposed to be coming, right?
Well, it should within the next 100 years, huh? I don't know how long.
When was the last
overdue?
Flood? Tommy, when? Oh, that could be the flood
late
right now.
Late 70s.
Oh, late 70s.
Yeah.
So we have a little time, but you never know with the weather, the weird weather conditions, right?
Well, the whole global climate change. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's global warming or is it global climate change?
I don't know which one, but some of the results are craziness, what's going on. What happened to the East Coast with New Jersey and New mm-hmm. York, oh, my, that was what a catastrophe, right?
Oh, you're talking about Sandra? Sandy?
Sandra's a sister, but Sandy, yes.
Sandy.
Can you believe that? I don't think people can even imagine that. Mm-hmm. Just devastation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... That must have drove the server masters out there really nutty.
I think they were very busy. Yeah.
Like you. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Uh-huh. No, I'm sure it was very crazy out there. And there's still a lot of work going on over there. And people just, no one expected. You know, people who expected in New York City a hurricane to come. You know, like that.
And then New Jersey really got just hammered.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's when, of course, Chris Christie complimented the president. That didn't go over very well.
Oh, no?
Well, that's what I heard. But anyway, if they did a good job, they did a good job, trying. But the thing is, you're right. I mean, with the climate, no matter what you call it, global warming or something. What did you else?
Global climate change.
Yeah, something's happening. Do you think so?
I mean, I think so.
We're not sure what it is, but... But it's certainly something's happening, and it's going to, maybe get worse?
Probably, huh? What do you think?
I think.
Or it's just going to be more dynamic. But, that's just, I think that is just the nature of the planet that we live on.
That could be it as well.
I mean, if you were Chinese 700 or 800 years ago, the Mongols came and invaded your country. The reason the Mongols did that is because the area of Asia that they were living in suffered a big drought due to climate change.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so that they had a very, they rode around on horses, right? They're really big with horse. I forget what you call horse people, but anyway, like that. But they
horse people.
Yeah. So anyway, they were big equestrians, warriors. Anyway, they on the backs of horses, but. The area that they were in Mongolia, was all green. Well, then all of a sudden it became very arid, and it was time for them to move on to greener pastures. And they saw China over there to the
east. They liked it.
Was it to the east of them? Yeah, it was to the east of them. So they went over there and they conquered that area.
What we're saying is you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
So when you least expect it, it is Murphy's Law. Can you believe we're out of time?
Oh, wow.
But you're going to be here tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow, yes.
With Ramona.
With Ramona de la Cruz and with Richard Delaney, Dr. Richard Delaney.
Oh, excellent. Some health stuff, some good stuff, too.
Yes, you bet.
This is going to be great. So, again, your phone number.
It is 602-431-2222.
And write that down because, again, Service Master by Disaster Professionals, you never know when you need it. That's why you got to write it down. It's called... preventive medicine.
Yes.
Well, maybe not medicine.
Maintenance.
But yeah, maintenance. Yeah, no doubt about
preventative measures.
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah.
I like that. So anyway, Mike, great. Thank you. Tomorrow, we'll see you tomorrow from 2 to 3, another episode of Breaking Murphy's Law. Stay tuned, of course, for Sharon Lecter, just a superstar of a person, famous author, co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. She's on from 3 to 4 with Jim Hyten, Practical Business Solutions. Right. This is going to be fun, Mike. On your way home, listen and have some fun.
I won't miss it.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back after these words.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hi, my name is Shirley Harshberger-Pridgett. I own Harshberger Assisted Living at 7202 West Libby Street in Glendale, Arizona. I'm inviting you to come over and visit my care home for the elderly. I have a 24-hour awake staff, and I care for all phases of illness, including hospice, Alzheimer's, and dementia. You don't need an appointment. Just drop by. My phone number is 623-842-1408. Again, it's 623-842-1408. Mention David Isaac's name, and your loved one's deposit will be free. Thank you, and God bless.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, In addition to water and fire damage repair, our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.